Please rise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I will go to the altar of God.
To God my exceeding joy.
Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
Please be seated. During this Lenten season, we have heard our Lord's call to intensify our struggle against sin, death, and the devil. All that prevents us from trusting in God and loving each other. Since it is our intention to receive the Holy Supper of our Lord Jesus Christ on this night, when he instituted this blessed meal for our salvation, it is proper that we complete our Lenten discipline by diligently examining ourselves, as St. Paul urges us to do. This holy sacrament has been instituted for the special comfort of those who are troubled because of their sins. Humbly confess them, and hunger and thirst for righteousness. But when we examine our hearts and consciences, we find nothing in us but sin and death, from which we are incapable of delivering ourselves. Therefore, our Lord Jesus Christ has had mercy on us. For our benefit, he became man so that he might fulfill for us the whole will and law of God, and to deliver us, took upon himself our sinful nature and the punishment we deserved, so that we may more confidently believe this and be strengthened in the faith and in holy living. Our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, broke it, and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you." It is as if he said, "I became man, and all that I do and suffer is for your good. As a pledge of this, I give you my body to eat." In the same way also he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins." Again, it is as if he had said, "I have had mercy on you by taking upon myself all your iniquities. I give myself into death, shedding blood to obtain grace and forgiveness of sins, and to comfort and establish the New Testament, which gives forgiveness and everlasting salvation. As a pledge of this, I give you my blood to drink." Therefore, whoever eats this bread and drinks this cup, confidently believing this word and promise of Christ, dwells in Christ, in Christ in him, and has eternal life. We should also do this in remembrance of him, showing his death, that he was delivered for our offenses and raised for our justification. Giving him our most heartfelt thanks, we take up our cross and follow him, and according to his commandment, love one another as he loved us. As our Lord on this night exemplified this love by washing his disciples' feet, so we, by our words and actions, serve one another in love. For we are all one bread and one body, even as we are all partakers of this one bread and drink from this one cup. For just as the one cup is filled with the wine of many grapes, and one bread from countless grains, so also we, being many, are one body in Christ. Because of him we love one another, not only in word, but in deed and in truth. May the Almighty and merciful God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, by his Holy Spirit, accomplish this in us.
Amen.
Having heard the word of God, let us confess our sins, imploring God our Father, for the sake of his Son, Jesus Christ, to grant us forgiveness. Please rise.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you, Lord, have boundless mercy, and for the sake of holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death, of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
God be merciful to you and strengthen your faith.
Amen.
Do you believe that the forgiveness I speak is not my forgiveness, but God's?
Yes.
Let it be done for you as you believe. At this time, I ask you to come up to the altar. Tomorrow we will hold a communion rail, and I will give you individual confession or absolution. But you can ask me.
Stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Now may the peace of God himself sanctify you completely. And may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it. Go in peace.
Amen.
At this time we will give the peace and be with you to the fellow members of the congregations. The Lord be with you.
And also with your spirit.
Let us pray. O Lord, in this wondrous sacrament you have left us a remembrance of your passion. Grant that we may so receive the sacred mystery of your body and blood, that the fruits of your redemption may continually be manifested in us. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated.
The Old Testament reading for this evening is from the 24th chapter of Exodus, beginning with verse 3. So Moses came and told the people all the words of the Lord and all the judgments. And all the people answered with one voice and said, "All the words which the Lord has said, we will do." Moses wrote all the words of the Lord. He rose early in the morning and built an altar at the foot of the mountain, and 12 pillars according to the 12 tribes of Israel. Then he sent young men of the children of Israel who offered burnt offerings and sacrificed peace offerings of oxen to the Lord. And Moses took half the blood and put it in basins, and half the blood he sprinkled on the altar. Then he took the book of the covenant and read it in the hearing of the people. And they said, "All that the Lord has said we will do, and be obedient." And Moses took the blood, sprinkled it on the people, and said, "This is the blood of the covenant which the Lord has made with you according to all these words." Then Moses went up, also Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel, and they saw the God of Israel. And there were under his feet, as it were, a paved work of sapphire stone, and it was like the very heavens in its clarity. But on the nobles of the children of Israel, he did not lay his hand. So they saw God, and they ate, and they drank. Here endeth our Old Testament reading. What shall I render to the Lord?
For all his benefits toward me.
I will take up the cup of salvation
and call upon the name of the Lord.
I will pay my vows to the Lord.
Now in the presence of all his people.
Precious in the sight of the Lord
is the death of his saints.
O Lord, truly I am your servant. I am your servant, the son of your maidservant.
You have loosed my bonds.
I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving
and will call upon the name of the Lord.
I will pay my vows to the Lord
now in the presence of all his people.
In the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of you, O Jerusalem.
Praise the Lord.
Our epistle reading is from the 9th chapter of Hebrews, beginning with verse 11. But Christ came as high priest of the good things to come, with the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is, not of this creation, not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood he entered the most holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. For the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer, sprinkling the unclean, sanctifies for the purifying of the flesh. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? And for this reason, he is the mediator of a new covenant, by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions under the first covenant, that those who are called may receive the promise of the eternal inheritance. For where there is a testament, there must also of necessity be the death of the testator. For a testament is in force after men are dead, since it has no power at all while the testator lives. Therefore, not even the first covenant was dedicated without blood. For when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of calves and goats with water, scarlet wool and hyssop, and sprinkled both the book itself and all the people, saying, "This is the blood of the covenant which God has commanded you." Then likewise he sprinkled the blood both of the tabernacle and all the vessels of the ministry. And according to the law, almost all things are purified with blood. And without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. Here endeth our epistle reading.
Thank you.
Having loved his own who were in the world,
he loved them to the end.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 26th chapter. Now on the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying to him, "Where do you want us to prepare for you to eat the Passover?" And he said, "Go into the city to a certain man and say to him, 'The teacher says, my time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples.' So the disciples did as Jesus had directed them, and they prepared the Passover. When evening had come, he sat down with the 12. Now as they were eating, he said, 'Surely I say to you, one of you will betray me.' And they were exceedingly sorrowful, and each of them began to say to him, 'Lord, is it I?' He answered and said, 'He who dipped his hand with me in the dish will betray me. The Son of Man indeed goes just as it is written of him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been good for that man if he had not been born.' Then Judas, who was betraying him, answered and said, 'Rabbi, is it I?' He said to him, 'You have said it.' And as they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to the disciples and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body.' Then he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, 'Drink from it, all of you, for this is the blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. But I say to you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom.' When they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to thee, O Christ.
Please be seated as we continue with our next hymn.
Thank you.
things for you based on our gospel reading, chapter 26 from Matthew, verse 28. The grace, mercy, and peace of Christ Jesus rest upon each and every one of you. Amen.
Amen.
Well, during Lent, you have spent a lot of time reflecting on a phrase for us. And in the gospel reading, the Lord gives you an insight to how you know that all of his work is really for you. You do this by looking at the words from Jesus. Drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for the many for the forgiveness of sins. Dear saints in Christ, the events of the Holy Gospel take place during the night before Jesus is betrayed. You see, he has gathered in the upper room to share one last meal with his disciples, his closest friends, his confidants. And they are celebrating the Passover, the night when the angel of death visited the firstborn of Egypt, when God saved the people of Israel with a mighty hand. He sent 10 plagues to Egypt, and Pharaoh finally relented after the last one. Therefore, the Passover was celebrated each year as a reminder. Nevertheless, it was more than a reminder. It bound the people of Israel to that night so many years ago, and the cost was great. And the Lord kept his people safe from Egypt, even taking them through the Red Sea on dry ground. But on this night, the cost will be even greater. You see, Jesus gathers his disciples, the ones whom he loves, to have a meal with them. But this is not just another celebration of the Passover. This night is not just another remembrance of how Jesus had taken care of them before. No, tonight is something new. So when Jesus gave the disciples the bread and the cup, it becomes clear that he is giving them something different, that he is giving them something more. It is not just bread and wine that he gives them. No, he gives them his very body and blood, which is poured out for many for the remission of sins. And is giving them this very body and blood to eat and to drink. Jesus makes clear that his life will be sacrificed for the sin of the world. You see, Jesus is not just another rabbi. He is not just another teacher in the string of teachers peddling their wares in the face of Roman oppression. No, this is the very Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. But why does this text say for many and not for everyone or even for you? The point of the text saying for many is to highlight that Jesus' sacrifice is not for just a select few, but for many. The point isn't that this excludes anyone. You know this, for example, that God wants everyone to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. No, it says for many, so that you will know that you are part of this great work of the Lamb of God. Tonight, Jesus for many means for you. Tonight, Jesus gives of himself in a way that is unlike anyone or anything else. No, God gives of his own flesh and blood for the salvation of the world. No God except Jesus does that. Tonight, you see that the great work of the Lord is part of a greater account of God's work to redeem the world. And in doing so, you see that the Lord's gift of himself was not new to the children of Israel. No, far from it. This is what God had been doing from the very beginning. Just think back for a moment to the Old Testament reading from this evening, from the 24th chapter of Exodus, where Moses took the sacrifice and put it both on the altar and upon the people. He then took Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel up Mount Sinai. He did not harm the elders, nor did he lay a hand upon them. Then the text says, they beheld God and ate and drank. You know, to see God is to be holy. For only one who is holy and pure may enter into the presence of God. The sacrifice has been made. The blood has been sprinkled upon the people, including the elders. So when they entered into the presence of God, they did so as his children, holy and beloved. So they ate and drank because they were at peace with God. You know, Jesus' blood was shed upon the cross, the sacrifice that atoned, that is, payment for your sin has been made. You have been washed. You have been made clean by the blood of the Lamb. And in your baptism, the blood of Christ now covers you. In him, you are a new creation. You stand before the throne of God because of his great work of your salvation. Luther's hymn on the Lord's Supper, number 313, O Lord, we praise thee, says this, thy holy body into death was given, life to win for us in heaven. No greater love than this to thee could bind us. May the feast thereof remind us, O Lord, have mercy. Lord, thy kindness did so constrain thee that thy blood should bless and sustain me. All our debt thou hast paid. Peace with God once more is made. O Lord, have mercy. Dear saints in Christ, come to the table of the Lord. Receive his good, his life-giving and saving gifts, which only he can give. Rest assured that when he says, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins, he means it for you here, and he means it for you now. Amen.
Amen.
Now the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto everlasting life. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with prayers of the church. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Gracious God, for a time your Son set aside his heavenly authority in order to cleanse and gather us to himself. Give us such confidence in our baptism that we seek his presence at his table. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Blessed Lord, give us a heart of mercy to love all people and serve them as Christ has loved and served us. Bless your church and provide for her faithful pastors and church workers, that we may keep the faith and not be led astray by every wind of change. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, you have formed us after the pattern of Christ's humble service. Help us in our vocations to follow his example of self-sacrifice. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant us, Lord, our daily bread. Preserve us from greed and selfish cares. Grant us good government to protect us from violence. Help us to trust that you will provide for our every need, so that our lives may overflow with thanksgiving. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O God, give healing to the sick according to your good will. Grant relief to the suffering by your grace. Give comfort to the grieving and peace to the dying. Guard and protect our servicemen and women. We lift up before you those who have requested our prayers, including Gordon, Brandon, John, Rebecca, Donovan, Emily, Robin, Carol, Jamie, Steve, Kathy, Ruth, Roger, Helen, Deanna, Carlene, Brianna, Leisha, Robin, Mary, Shirley, Jerry, Billy, and the Leslie family. Bring all things to their perfect healing and fulfillment in Christ. Lord, in your mercy, merciful Lord, in your Holy Supper, you give us a foretaste of the feast to come. By your word and spirit, unite in true faith those who receive your Son's very body and blood this day, that they may proclaim Christ's death until he comes. Lord, in your mercy, gather us, Heavenly King, around your Son's altar and the throne with angels and saints. Bless our fellowship upon earth, that at length we come to share this feast in eternal life. Lord, in your mercy,
hear
us, Heavenly Father, for the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God now and forever.
Amen.
We sing hymn 179. The salvation of mankind by the tree of the cross, that where death arose, their life also might rise again, and that the serpent who overcame by the tree of the garden might likewise by the tree of the cross be overcome. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, 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 Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed would be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
O Christ,
the Lamb of God, that takes away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. O Christ, the Lamb of God, that takes away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. O Christ, the Lamb of God, that takes away the sin of the world, grant us thy peace. Amen.
This is the true body of Christ, given unto death for your sin. Take, eat. This is the true body of Christ, given unto death for your sin. Take, eat. This is the true body of Christ, given unto death for your sin. Take, drink. This is the true blood of your risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for remission of all your sins. Take, drink the true blood of Christ, shed for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take, drink true blood of Christ, shed for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take, drink the true blood of Christ, shed for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take, drink the true blood of Christ, shed for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take, drink the true blood of Christ. Now this true body and blood of our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve your body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. Amen. This is the true body of Christ, given unto death for your sin. Take, eat. This is the true body of Christ, given unto death for your sin. Take, eat. This is the true body of Christ. true body of Christ, given to death for your son.
Thank you.
We give thanks to thee, Almighty God, that thou hast refreshed us with this salutary gift. And we beseech thee that of thy mercy thou wouldst strengthen us through the same in faith toward thee and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end.
Amen.
Please remain standing as we sing verses 1 through 5 of the series hymn, O Love How Deep. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me, from the words of my groaning? Oh my God, I cry in the daytime, but you do not hear, and in the night season, and am not silent. But you are holy, enthroned in the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted in you. They trusted, and you delivered them. They cried to you and were delivered. They trusted in you and were not ashamed. But I am a worm and no man, a reproach of men and despised by the people. All those who see me ridicule me. They shoot off the lip, They shake the head, saying, "He trusted in the Lord. Let him rescue him. Let him deliver him, since he delights in him. You are he who took me out of the womb. I made you trust while on my mother's breast. I was cast upon you from birth, from my mother's womb. For you have been my God. Be not far from me, for trouble is near. For there is none to help. Many bulls have surrounded me. Strong bulls of Bashan have encircled me. They gape at me with their mouths, like a raging and roaring lion. I am poured out like water. All my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It was melted within me. My strength is dried up like a potsherd. My tongue clings to my jaws. You have brought me to the dust of death. The dogs have surrounded me. The congregation of the wicked has enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. I can count all my bones. They look and stare at me. They divide my garments among them. For my clothing they cast lots. But you, O Lord, do not be far from me. O my strength, hasten to help me. Deliver me from the sword, my precious life from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth, from the horns of the wild oxen. You have answered me. I will declare your name to my brethren. In the midst of the assembly, I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you descendants of Jacob, glorify him. And fear him, all you offspring of Israel. For he has not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, nor has he hidden his face from him. But when he cried to him, he heard, "My praise shall be of you in the great assembly. Obey my vows before those who fear him. The poor shall eat and be satisfied. Those who seek him will praise the Lord. May your heart live forever. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn to the Lord. And all the families of the nations shall worship before you. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he rules over the nations. All the prosperous of the earth shall eat and worship. All those who go down to the dust shall bow before him, even he who cannot keep himself alive. The posterity shall serve him. It will be recounted of the Lord to the next generation. They will come and declare his righteousness to a people who will be born, that he has done this.